We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Itma, we learned, Bias Kayan Godol Ba'almono. We're talking about a case here where we have a Reuven, who was a Kayan actually, was married to two women, and the Kayan Godol was a brother. One of the brothers was Kayan Godol. All the brothers weren't Kayan Godol. One of the brothers was Kayan Godol. And the Kayan Godol went ahead, Be'isr, and did Yibum on one of the wives. So is that a kiyum of Yibum and therefore pattering the tzara l'shuk or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Bias kohen gadol ba'amona. Rav Yechanan Rav Loza. Chad oma inde peteres tzarasa. One of them says it does not patter the tzara. Why not? Because it's not a Yibum. V'chad oma peteres tzarasa. The other one says even though it's chayev elavin, still it patters the tzara and still it is a Yibum. So Gemara explains this machlokes. Ba'amona ma'anasuin. Everyone agrees that Amonim and Asuin is not even Chal Yibum. Why not? Since Amonim and Asuin is also the Kohen Gadol with two Asurim, first of all, it's a lav of Amonim Layikach, Amonim Grusha Vachalav Zaino as Eil Layikach, and there's a Hasei of Hu Isha Vishalay Yikach, the Hasei of Loisasa. The Hasei of Yibum is not the Eichel Loisasa Vasei. Ki Pligi. Ba'almono mina erisin. Machlekes is ba'almono mina erisin. Machlekes is when the almono only mina erisin, only from kedushin, where she's still a basula. Mandi ama peiteres. Mandi was your peiter, and it is chal yibim. Osi asay v'deichet loisasa. That says deichet loisasa of almono. Mandi ama ina peiteres. Loi osi asay v'deichet loisasa. That says not come and be deichet loisasa. Why not? Kivan the efshe v'chalitza. So like this. Amonim and Asuin is definitely not Yibum because you have Asay, Keneged, Lois, Asay. The Yibum does not work and it's not Chal. But when it's only a Lois, Asay, really Asay should be a Lois, Asay. So one man the other says, yeah, it's Daichan, it works, the Yibum. The other man, and why would it be Asar? Maybe Asar Abon and the Gedin, like we learned yesterday, Birish and Abirish Nia. The other man says, no, here the Asay is not the Lois, Asay. Why not? Because it's Efshir Bechalitza. We have such an idea at the end of Chafam Beis. Since it's Shaykh Bechalitza, so when you Efshir Lekayim Shneim, like Rav Shlokha says before, anytime the Asay Decha Loisasa, you can Lekayim both, the Asay and Loisasa, it's not Teicha. So here it's Efshir Bechalitza. Meis Verimar Lekasha, Ve'im Baal Lukonu. The Brice we learned yesterday says that if one of the Chayiv Elavin did Bia, then it's Konu, it even works. So you see, he even works by Chayiv Elavin. And you do say Asay Decha Loisasa. And you don't say Efshel Kaim Shneim, Tiyufta. So it's a kasha on that man Diyamu who says that Eina Peteres Sarasa. Lema Diyav Tiyufta Amdir Shlokish. Maybe it's a kasha on a Shlokish also. It says a klal, all of a shas, that in Efshel Kaim Shneim, you don't say Asadech Lai Sasa. And here also Chari Efshel Kaim Shneim. Amlach Rosh Shlokish, Ki Amina Ano, Hechidem Kaim in Mitzvah. Avahocha, Chalitza Mokim Yivlav Mitzvi. Rosh Shlokish only say Asadech Lai Sasa. If you could do Mamish the same thing, you kaim the asay and the loisasa, everything's gevaldik. Here, doing chalitza is not a kiyum a yibum. Chalitza makam yibum in a klum, it's not a mitzvah. Really, the mitzvah is yibum, not chalitza. So therefore, here it's not called efshel kaim shteim. Therefore, even Rosh Lakish technically will agree over here that asay is doicha, that asay is not, asay here over here is not doicha, the loisasa. I'll be totally of asay doicha loisasa. Even he will agree that it's totally in that shaila, because here it's not a case where it's efshel kaim shteim. So upon him, the halach is that it's really chal, the balu konu chal, because I say is doicha the lois asa, and therefore it's chal. And the only reason why amano mina erisin zos, like yesterday is because gzera birushar to bishnias. It comes out of maskaros. Tomorrow we just finished out a sugya of chayv elavin, but I say balamano. It comes out, and also any other chayv elavin. Halachah lemais, the reason why you can't, the reason why there's no yibum is because there's a gzera birushar to bishnias. Really, technically, the chayv elavin yibum should be allowed. Why? It's a say of yibum can I get a lois sasa and steicha. The only reason why it's not is a gzera derabbanon. Gzera derabbanon of birushar to bishnias. And therefore, you need chalitza, but you just can't do yibum. If someone goes ahead and does something wrong, which is yibum, it works, because it's only with the rabbanon not do yibum. So it works. That's what comes out in Maskana Sagamara of Chayav Elavin. Now the Gemara is going to go into the sugya of shniyas. We learned in our Mishnah that there's certain arayas called shniyas. You know, in the Torah is 21 arayas. Those arayas are Chayav Karas, and those arayas pater from yibum also. They can't do yibum, and that's and paters from yibum, the mutal shuk. That's the 21 arayas. There's something called shniyas. Shniyas ni chalitza, no yibum, because only there are bottom. What are the shniyas there are bottom? That's in the discussion. First, we're going to try to find a remez in the Torah for the right for Chazal to ask the shniyas. To ask the more rights. Amar Rava. Remez l'shniris min ha'tayr minayim. Where's that remez in the Torah? Is there such a thing as the rabbanon de ge'arvus? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, in the parish of Arayis, ki es kol ata eivas ha'el, osu anji ha'aretz, ashel afneichem atitma ha'aretz. And he used l'shin ha'el. Ha'el means koshos. Ha'el is koshos, strong. Mechla'al, dikarakos. Vaistois, there are weaker type of Arayis also. Not as stringent Arayis. Am I near? What are they? Shniris. Well, my mashba the elish to the kashu. How do you know el means very strong? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Ves elia oretz lokach." It means he took the strong people of the area. It's a pasuk in Cheskel. So it says, "Deva yikach mezera hamalucha." He's talking about the melech took the strong soldiers. You see, elia is lashon of being strong. Leima pliga derab levi. Maybe we should say that this drasha that we learn out the remes from shnius la'arayis from el. Is a kasha Rav Levi? The Rav Levi kasha oinshim shal midos yisim oinshim shal rights. The oinish la'olam haba in Gehenna on midos is stronger than the oinish of a rights. That means midos is people who sell things and they rip people off by using the wrong measurements. They steal from people in their store. Their oinish is worse than the oinish of a rights. Why? Shzenem v'hem el v'zenem v'hem ela. So what do you see? The ela means strong. Ale doesn't mean strong. That's what it sounds like. There it says in the pasuk, it says Ela. It says Mikolat ta kitayavas Hashem lekechol kol oisa Ela kol oisa avel. There it says Ela strong, and here it doesn't say strong. That's the pattern of Rav Levi. So you see, Rav Levi holds Ela is not strong. And for the Gemara, no, Ela kasha. Ela also means kasha. The Ela kasha ma'el, and Ela is stronger than Ela. And therefore, we still can make the drasha hatevas el by arayis. There is and the strong arayis and less strong arayis. That the Rav Levi says ela and el, ela is stronger than el. Now, why taka is arayis stronger? Yeah.
He doesn't hold that
arayis is one of the gimel chamurus. What he does hold, it's the gimel chamurus in this world. You get a bigger einish. We'll see in a second why el mabah is worse. What's the reason why taka is a kasha? It's a pella taka, like it's the gimel chamurus. It's a pella. So the Gemara, El Kosha Ve'ela Kosha, Me'el. Gavirayis Nambi Aksiv Ela. Pray the Gemara Kasha first, before the Gemara comes to your Kasha, it says Ela by Arayis also. It says there, Ki Kolashi Yasim Kol Ta'ibis Ha'ela, Nechasun Afashas Ha'isis Makarib Amam. So the Gemara, Ahulamute Midos Bekaris. That's called Lafuk and Midos Bekaris. Elamaycham Raya. What is the Chumra? So the Gemara, Hani Efshir Betshuva, Hani Le Efshir Betshuva. On a rayis, it's possible to do tshuva. Rashi says the case is kozman shloi hoilad mamzer. It's possible to do tshuva. Masha inkein by midos, you can't do tshuva. Why? It's gezel sarabim. Rashi says, and you don't know who to give it back the money to. And even though we pass in yisakim behen tzarki rabim lab tshuva ma'al yasihi, that's not a tshuva ma'al yasihi. It's not the best type of tshuva. It's not the best type of tshuva, and therefore there's a. And therefore, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah tshuva only by rice kaim tshuva. Now, Tosfos Rosh actually, what?
Could be the one that did the hesek who's not there.
Who's not there? You don't know. Yeah, you can't.
Why? You don't serve rabbi. He's not
mekayim. Exactly. So you can't be mekayim your mitzvah. So the Rashi over here, the Rosh over here argues on Rashi. Rashi says the only time that you could do tshuva rice is lo hayol mamzer. And really, it sounds like it's a mishnah and chagiga like that, because the mishnah chagiga says that what's a mu'uvah she'en yochel sakin, that someone has a mamzer. But Tosfos Rosh argues in Rashi. Tosfos Rosh is like this. Va'afilu ha'ilad mamzer. He's talking to tshuva. Va'af agav darminim b'mu'uvah she'en yochel liskoin. Atshaba ala erva ha'ilad mamzer. So he says, Nihi she'en yochel liskoin ha'ivis l'hav mamzer ha'ilad. We can't take the mamzer away. V'kom ha'ilad en l'cha ha'vera she'en la tshuva. There's no ha'vera doesn't have tshuva. Mashenkin v'en otm l'chaver d'ga ha'vera of mamnis, till you get the money, you can't do tshuva. Till you get back the money, you can't do tshuva. And therefore, the halach is, therefore, it has a chumra, there's a chumra midas over arayis, that there you can't do tshuva. Zog Gemara Vayta, Rav Yehuda Mahacha, a different makar for shnias. It says in the pasuk, v'izen v'chiker, the pasuk says, in Keheles, it says like this, v'yoyser shahoye Keheles chacham, oid limei da'as sa'am, he taught da'as to the am, v'izen v'chiker tiken v'shalom harbe. That means, Shlomo HaMelech, besides what was Chachma, he helped the Olam, the Klal Yisrael, learn Torah through Lima Das, and it also says the ease of Mechikar Tikkun Mishalom Harbe. Va'amar Ula, Amar Rav Loza, Koyim Shmashloim Ha'isa Torah Adem L'chvifa Hashem L'aznayim. It was like a basket without any handles. Atzmashloim Ha'isa L'aznayim, made them handles. V'izin L'ashon L'aznayim, like ears, like handles. And he made these different gzeirois in order that to protect them from doing averis. And that's what Divrei Sofrim are, the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans are protection that a person should not do averis. And that's one of the things that Shniyas are. Shniyas are, it's a rayas that will keep you away from the rayas of the Torah. And the Gemara there in Erevin says also, Sakin Erevin is one of the things, the Tiel Zadayim in that Gemara is Avuya also another thing. It was not Shlomo Melech, but there it's Avuya that they did different things to protect yourself from doing averis. And that's the Makar for Shniyas. It says in the Pasuk, Pera'eyu, which means the lashon of Gadol Para, to grow here, like Rashi says. It means to make it bigger, Pera'eyu. Make it bigger, Al Tavibai, and therefore you won't be over the Avera. Stay Malav Va'avar. Move off it and pass by, and you won't do Averas. That's not a Makar for Shniyas, that make the Avera bigger, and therefore you won't be over. What's the dharma? Someone was watching an orchard. If he watches from the outside, the whole orchard is watched, is shamur. If you stand inside, whatever in front of you is mishtamer, but behind you ain't a mishtamer. So he's saying also, it's something from the outside. If you only watch from the inside, then only the inside is watched, not the outside is watched. Zakta Gemara was not a good mashal. You know why? Vadar Ashi Vadusihi. This means they put it outside. It's not a good muscle. Hosom shall fun of me mishtamer. There, at least the inside is mishtamer. Hocha elav shniyos, bad shniyos. Pagabar v'gufa. You get nothing. You're going to actually be over on the erva itself. Therefore, it's not a good muscle. Now the Gemara comes to the last remez in the Torah for shniyos. Rav Kana mahacha. The pasuk says, v'shemarti v'shemarti. Watch my mitzvahs. Watch my mishmarti. Also mishmaris mishmarti. Make a mishmaris. Make a new mitzvah for my mitzvahs. A new protection for my protection. And that means shniyas. Make a protection for the mitzvahs. Only a bialer vesev. How deraisi? That pasuk is deraisi. You tell me shniyas on derabanan. So tomorrow, yeah, deraisi. Appears derabanan. It's deraisi. Derabanan of fire should mean shniyas. Break tomorrow, then it'll still be deraisi. Call terunami, appears derabanan. The whole Torah is like that. The pasuk says something, and the derabanan of fire should, then it still blives deraisi. Like, the whole thing of tefillin is deraisi, even though it doesn't say at first exactly how to make tefillin. Still, that's deraisi. Ella. You're right. It's only with their bottom. This krava across machta ba'alma. It's not the ikkab shah in this pasuk. The pasuk ikkab pasuk from somebody else. The krava asmachta ba'alma is only asmachta to shniyas. Like upon him, until here, our Gemara gave us mekairos to the halacha of shniyas, which is new arayas that Chazal added on to the regular arayas. And what are the arayas? That's what we're going to learn in the following Gemara. To give you akdama, the first Gemara is going to add on 8 different shniyas. That's going to be the first Gemara, and we'll discuss that a little. Later on, at the end of Chaf Avon Beis, if it's Zeichet Degeti, there'll be another 6 for Rav Chia, and then there'll be 3 that will be a discussion in the Gemara. So there'll be for sure 14, there might be 16 or 17. But here, first Gemara starts off the first 8 shniyas. Tana Rabbanan. Mahim shniyas. What are the shniyas? What are the extra arayas? So the first 2 are Otu Imai. We know a person's mother is Aser Be'erba to him, it's a Chiv Karas. So the shniyas are Eim Imai, his grandmother, his mother's mother, Ve'im Aviv, his grandmother, through his father. Because they're all Otu Imai. The grandmother is called a grandmother, so it's like a mother. That's Aser at shniyas. The next 2 are Eish Be'esh Shafi Aviv, Ve'esh Shafi Imai. The loch is your wife, your father's wife, even if it's not your mother, is also Aser. So the loch is your grandfather's wife or your grandmother's wife, even though it's not your blood grandmother, still the halach is, there are aser b'shniyos, there's ister abundance, otu eish yisaviv. So that's the first 4. The next case is a case of eishes achia av mina'im. The halach is eishes achia av mina'av, that means your uncle, your father's brother, through the father, his wife is aser to you. It's called the aunt, the idasai. That's aser in the Torah. The pasuk says, that's aser ervas achia vicha. That's Issa in the Torah. I read the whole pasuk. That's regular. It says, "Ever zechiya vichol esigala el ishto esikrav deidoschehi." So here we're adding on that not only the ant that's aser, we're going to add on the shniyas of the ant that's aser. The eishes zechiya av mina aim. If your father has a brother through his mother, that wife, and eishes zechiya aim mina av is another one. Is number 6. So eishes zechiya av mina aim, eishes zechiya aim mina av. What's pshat? Because both these things have a little av in it. The first one is Eish Achia Av Min Ha'Aim. So it has a little Av in it, even though it's in the your aunt, but your aunt who's married to your uncle. But your uncle is your father's brother through the mother, not through the father. That's Eishes through his mother, his own mother. Yeah, his mother makes a difference. It's his brother through his mother. Eishachia Av Min Ha'Aim. The erva is his wife. And the other one is your aunt on your mother's side. And it's your mother's brother through the father. So they both have a tzad father. What's the halacha? Your mother's brother through her mother. That'll be a shayla on the Gemara. Kudia has no av in it. There's no word av in it. So here's the next two. Eishachia Av Min Ha'Aim and Eishachia Aim Min Ha'Aim. That's altogether six. Now, last two of Shnias are Kalas Benoi veKalas Bidai. A guy is Zaychem that his son has a daughter-in-law already. That daughter-in-law is really mutter to him. But it's also within Shnias. Why? Because your own daughter-in-law is also Alts Kalasai. They asked Kalas Benoi and Kalas Bidai. Means you have a son who made Chasin already, or a daughter made Chasin already. They married off a son, and they have a wife. That's Kalas Benoi, Kalas Bidai. The daughter-in-law of your son, the daughter of your daughter, is also. So those are the eight shniyos la arayos. What cases that are not that are mutter? Umutter odam beishes chamav. Your shver's wife. That's not your shviger, but your shver's wife is mutter to you. Uveishes chargod. Your stepson has a wife. It's mutter to you. It's not called your kalosa. It's mutter. But also revas chargod. But if your stepson has a daughter, she's also to you. And we'll see in a second, that's not Shnias, that's a Deraisa. Why? Because that's your wife's Bas Bena. Your wife's Bas Bena is also a Deraisa. So for us, Vas Chargoy. The Chargoy, Mutavishtoy, the stepson, Mutan, your wife, Ubitoy, your daughter, not related. The Aishas Chargoy, Imeres Loy, the wife of your stepson, could tell you, the father, I'm with you, ubiti asurlach. But my biti is also, like we said before, it's deraisa. The wife of your stepson, your stepson's name is Maishi. Your stepson's name is Maishi. Maishi has a wife, Bracha, okay? Bracha tells the shver, I'm mutter to you, but my daughter is also to you. Why? Because my daughter is bas bena of your wife. And therefore, I'll be also. That's what it says. Now the Gemara goes back two lines. It said, Bas Chargoy was one of the Shnias. Whatever, it didn't say that. It's also Bas Chargoy. It sounds like it was the Rabbanon. Bas Chargoy Daraisi. The Chsiv is Bas Benov, is Bas Bita. And for the Gemara, Mishum Gwela, Mr. Seifa, this interesting idea, H is Chargoy, Meres Loh, and Nimur Teres Loh, Ubiti Asur Loh. But they want to say this idea that H is Chargoy could say, we call the Bracha, says, I'm mutter to you, my Shver, but my daughter's asked you. So Tama Reishanami Bas Chargoy. If we brought in Bas Chargoy to bring out this interesting point where she herself is mutter to the shver, but her daughter is also the raisa to the shver. It's unbelievable. Great thing. I have another case that's interesting like that also. Yochi Eishas Chum of Nami Tema. Let his shver's wife say, "Ani mutaraslach. I am mutter to you." But ubiti, but if I have a daughter, a surlach will be asked to you. You know why? It'll be a chayis ishtoy, be your wife's sister. So let the eishcham say the same interesting thing. I am mutter to you, but my daughter will be asked to you. The ubiti a surlach to have a chayis ishtoy. So the Gemara, no, ha psikalei ha loy psikalei. A chayis ishtoy is never psikalei because it's very possible that his eishcham has a daughter, it can marry him. How? If his wife dies. The loch is the only one of the 21 arise that you're allowed to marry after death is a chayis ishtoy. That means if your wife dies, you let him marry the sister. Therefore, since it's like psikale, therefore we didn't count, make this interesting line of Eishes Chamav could say, I am mutter, and my daughter is also to you.